extra practice day, bonus Monday, so went out there really with in mind to have a little bit more individual group work to where we can work on some of the corrections, some scheme things that we need to look at. And then we also got a couple periods of just introductory to this game week of prep. So, and I thought also to get the guys running around. They've been gone now since, Wednesday? So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days, just to get them back and running and throwing and catching and some of our base fundamentals. It was good.
The Jets do a lot of great things defensively, but obviously Revis is going to be quite a challenge. Are you excited to see how A-Rob and Allen Hurns handle?
Yeah, I think they're talented across the board, not just Revis. I mean, Cromartie and their defensive line and linebackers, very talented. So it'll be a great opportunity. But that matchup, I'm sure, you'll talk about that and the other matchups that take place. And I mean, how you talk about respect. Revis, you hold him in high regard, that's for a fact.
When you self-scouted this past week, anything Allen Robinson's doing that stood out to you as far as the progress he's made?
Well, I just think that, where he's at mentally, I think that's what stood out. I think that he's really playing with a lot of confidence right now, and you're seeing it, on the field.
And your quarterback got hurt yesterday. Things just kind of breaking for you right now. Is it a good time?
Yeah, I don't know, where he's at or, I heard that the quarterback got hurt, and so we'll see.
Anything overall stand out from self-scouting last week? Any thoughts on where you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, we branch it off. You look at special teams, offense, and defense. So, we focus in on those three areas. Some of the areas, obviously, that, special teams-wise that you're talking about, their punt returns. And we do that with each of the units. And then, I guess I keep some of that to myself just out of a competition point. But, that's what we worked on today.
How tough is it to make special teams changes as far as personnel when you're so limited with we have to work?
Well, I think that's a challenge with special teams is you are changing personnel all the time. With injuries, a guy steps up, now he's a one or two in offense and defense, and then that trickles down to where special teams, you're moving guys around. So even though he practiced at the tackle spot on punt, now all of a sudden he's playing guard because of an injury. So those guys got to be really flexible. So that's what special teams is all about. You'd like to have continuity as much as possible, but with injuries, sometimes that fluctuates.
With Hayes Pullard, the linebacker you guys signed, was there any special teams? Does he do that well? Was that something you saw?
Well, I think overall, yeah, he's a good special teams player. And then, Scotty Hazleton was at USC with him, so had a direct tie with him.
We got a couple kickers. Did you consider making a change or just looking at guys?
Well, we looked at them, and tried them out. And, sometimes those kickers are to see if someone jumps out at you or for future, if something has to be changed. But, we try out a lot of guys at different positions, but, kicker happened to be this week.
Well, did you consider making a change or were they just looking at these guys?
Not after we saw them.
With the self-evaluation.
So, where's Myers? Where's he standing?
Well, I think it's just like we said before, it's challenging. We knew we were going to have some good games and some games that maybe weren't as good. But hopefully we see continued growth too. And, we want to stay away from that one game good, one game bad. That, you got to have consistency as a kicker. So we believe in him, we trust him, and we're going to continue with him.
With the self-evaluation process, have you guys talked about the trade deadline coming up tomorrow and possibly making any upgrades?
That'd be a question for Dave. I know we've had conversations a while ago, but not recently. So, we may have conversations coming up.
Where are you with Marquise after the bye?
Yeah, I think Marquise, the biggest thing is, I think everybody looked at it and said it should be after the bye. At this point, I'm sure after the bye is when they're going to bring him back. We took more of an approach to say, all right, how's he coming along? We're going to be conservative with him and make sure that when he comes back, it's fully cleared. I think that for the most part, he's had really good days. If there's been a day that maybe we slowed progression, it was due to us. Where we said, let's hold back a little bit. So we'll see. He was out there today. He did short sprints, did very, very well in the short sprints. So he'll take the next step now and what that means, I'm not sure.
So it could be 2-3 more weeks before he gets.
Yeah, I don't want to put a time frame to it. We'll see how he goes this week.
Probably not this week.
I can't say that. I guess if he, he did short sprints today. If he does really well, we'll see. But it'll be to our doing. I mean, I think right now we're holding him back some. Just on how we know of his history.
Do you know why he keeps getting a hamstring injury?
No, I don't, but I know it's legit. You know, when you look at the MRI and they see it, you know, that's why I feel bad for him, because you see the injury and it's coming back from it. We're looking at everything, you know, soft tissue injuries, you know, you see throughout the league. And, you know, whether some guys it happens to more often than others, you know, like I said, we're doing studies on that. But I think for him, what we do know is that we've got to get him fully healed. If he's not fully healed, the chance for reoccurrence goes up.
Expect Mercedes back later today? Or?
I expect Mercedes back tomorrow.
Yep. The Jets have done really well running the ball, and also I think they're first in the league with sacks allowed. How big of a challenge is this for the defensive line?
Well, it's a great challenge. Their running game, I know they didn't do as well running the ball yesterday, but their running game is very good. Good offensive line, good back. Ivory's a really hard runner. And the quarterback, Fitzpatrick, makes really good decisions. And he has a quick release. He gets rid of the ball and makes good decisions. Now, they had an injury there. How that affects them, we'll see. But I think that's why you see him do pretty well offensively.
You talked about you can discuss why not Denard carrying more. Did you discuss that?
Yeah, I think we're aware of it, that, you know, we'd like to get him involved more.
So, I mean, will he probably... Did he get overlooked last week?
Or? No, I think that, you know, you get on a roll and TJ's in a rhythm and you feel pretty good about that. And, you know, sometimes you saw Toby went in there on the situations, sometimes situational football, just like on defense. Sergio was in there in a specific situation. You have those times. But I just think that to keep TJ strong and really our running back strong, I'd like to see Bernard and Denard both get opportunities.
Because with the guys taking 4 days off like this, coming back after a rest, you notice any difference with their demeanor, their attitude? Are they more invigorated?
I think they came back, yeah. I think they're excited to come back and get going. I think that sometimes a Monday practice to get back in the routine a little bit, you see them, they're concentrating a little bit more, you know, after being gone for a couple of days. But I think Wednesday, you'll see, you know, a spirited type practice. I wouldn't say today was out there and everybody was, you know, jumping up and down excited. I think it was more, all right, we're back. Let's get locked into it. Let's go get back into our routine, you know, more of that mentality. But I anticipate Wednesday to be a very spirited practice.
Did you discuss 4th and 1? Your philosophy?
On the goal line?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we talked about that right after the game. You know, that was a situation where it's coach's choice, like I said. So we'll continue to gather information and make decisions that we feel are best for our team.
So you haven't decided?
I think every situation is different. You know, depending on who you're playing, what's the score, time of the game, you know, all those things go into it.
It'd be fun if you had a 4th and 1 to go and see what you do.
Well, we'll see.
Sounds like Rashad will practice on Wednesday. How encouraged are you by that, and what has he shown you?
He's really made good progress now. I mean, he was out there again running on the field, too. I saw him a couple routes, and he, you know, it's great to see how he's coming back. So I will say this. We've got a lot of guys that are coming back that were injured, you know, or little tweaks here and there. Marquise, a guy that we're, you know, holding our breath on a little bit. But for the most part, guys are coming back, and we're getting opportunities. That's why I say a practice like Wednesday where it's competition-based, we can go out there and do one-on-ones again. Where we weren't able to do one-on-ones for many weeks because we didn't have the receivers or the DBs to do it. Now with the guys coming back, we can go out there and get back into our competitive mode of practice and challenging these guys with one-on-ones and certain things like that. That part, I think, is what you're going to feel the difference.
And Yeldon's completely healthy. I mean, he can go 25 times if you want to.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.